Basically, what I would want to say is that, you know, I've been a part of Occupy London since the beginning. I'm still an Occupy London supporter. I'm still working on things with people from Occupy London. And one of the overwhelming things that we had consensus on is that Occupy London should at no point in time ever become a political party. And this idea of putting people into positions of or even having candidates running for positions that are politically motivated is completely against the idea of Occupy, which is to engage in discussion under the umbrella of looking at the injustices that exist. It's not a single issue. And I think that very much without consensus, it shouldn't go ahead. I don't think that many people would support occupiers, supposedly under the banner of Occupy, going into politics. We're politically motivated by the fact that we're fighting injustice, but we're certainly not.
It's a great shame that there are political factions that have tried to infiltrate and direct Occupy from within. This has created distrust within the Occupy movement, which might serve the purposes of Maurice Glassman and his strange right-wing faction, his strange right-wing blue Labour faction within the Labour Party. And even more, and just as strange, is that he seems to have had the backing of so-called Christian, in inverted commas, clerics, such as Mr. William Taylor.
Don't even talk to me about William Taylor, because I'm so, just, the man just disgusts me. He just was deceitful all along. You know, it was just completely deceitful the whole fucking time. He had his own agenda.